Chapter 4, Hallway of the Accused. In the spirit, I see another hallway in heaven. The Holy Spirit showed me that we all must walk down this hallway in heaven also. It is the hallway of the accused. I gaze down this long hallway. There are many doors on both sides. Behind each door is a person who has sinned against me, who has offended me and hurt me deeply. I begin walking down the hallway. The first person comes through the door. They stand blocking my way, not saying a word. What do I do? What rises up? Anger? Hatred? Bitterness? Unforgiveness? Do I want to punch their lights out? Do I want to run away? I cannot run away. Am I in torment? In agony? I am unable to proceed down the hall until I step into the room that the person came out of and sit down and do business with them. Until we have the conversation that should have happened long ago while I was on earth, the conversation that I was avoiding. So now the time has come. There is no avoiding it, that I must speak out the truth in love, not in anger or bitterness. But let this person know how much their sin against me, how it hurt, how it affected me, the damage that it caused. The moment of truth has come. Will I be received? Will this person hear my heart? Will they repent to me and ask for forgiveness? Or will they just throw up an emotional wall, turn it around and blame me for the problem? We have the conversation and, at least in this room, with this person, they hear my heart. I see sorrow and tears in their eyes. They ask forgiveness. We embrace, and we are reconciled. When done, I leave that room and go back out into the hallway. Another person's face pops out of one of the doors. Again, what rises up in my heart? Unforgiveness? Rage? Hardness of heart? My, this is awkward. This is very difficult. This is uncomfortable. I think I would rather go get a root canal than continue down this hallway. Yet, I press forward, have another sit-down meeting, and get through it. We have another difficult conversation where I address and confront the person with truth. It takes a long time to get through the hallway. At the end, there is no reward for me. The Lord spoke to me and said, now that you know about this place and what I am requiring of you, I am going to let you go back to the earthly realm and do this right, so that one day when you are in heaven as a resident and not just visiting, this hallway will be much easier for you to navigate. Here are the tools you will need to navigate this hallway with ease. Kingdom Principle, Matthew 18, 15 to 17. And if your brother sins against you, go and convict him between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not hear you, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word might be established. And if he refuses to hear them, say it to the assembly. And if he refuses to hear the assembly, let him be to you like the nations and a tax collector. It takes courage, great courage. We just want to sweep these things under the rug, ignore it, stonewall, punt, procrastinate, pretend it's not there, or whitewash it. Or we don't do this because we are intimidated. We are afraid. We cower to the bully. In our anger, we are not to sin. We are to take our anger to the Lord in prayer, get rid of it, repent it down, and bring it to the cross. Repent down bitterness, unforgiveness. Check your own heart. Pray it through. Then we are to go, speak the truth in love. No accusations. Put it out there. Show them their sin, how it made you feel. And in humility, we can repent to them for holding an ought or an offense against them. Here is the application. Make a list of those whom you are offended with, those who have sinned against you, those who have hurt you deeply, who were on your no contact list. Pray, pray, pray through the list over each person, over each offense. Pray for your own heart to be in the right place. Do the work of forgiveness. Choose and decide to forgive. Repent, renounce, and reject any spirits of anger, unforgiveness, and bitterness. Then go to each one and have a conversation. What are the charges that you bring? What is the sin that they did? Ask forgiveness for holding an ought against them. Then let them know what the ought is. Be reconciled to your past relationships. Going through the hallway of the accused again. I am back in the hallway of the accused again. This time, a person pops their head out through the door. Since I have already been reconciled to that person, I have already had the Matthew 18:15 conversation with them. We give each other a hug. No problema. The next person pops their head out through the door. Maybe they still are unrepentant, but you have forgiven them. That person walks up to me and conviction hits them. Tears well up and they repent to me, begging me to forgive them. I have already done so, so it's an easy matter to settle, and I say, I forgive you. This time I easily navigate down through the hallway and come to the end of the hall. I come out into a wide open place. There is another reward, another crown or garland or gown of linen. It is a double portion, a double crown. I hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have learned how to love your enemies."